Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area, 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central. Your latest update on two tropical storms, Tropical Storm Marco at 60 miles an hour, the latest information, and Tropical Storm Laura at 65 miles an hour. Let's start off with the radar right here along the Gulf Coast. You can see this large amount of tropical moisture and rainfall that can produce some flash flooding in different areas. What's interesting about it, with Marco overnight increasing shear, most of the convection is away from the center. So the center of the storm back over here, and then most of the convection in this area away from the storm. So we always talk about not focusing just on that center, because that rainfall could be well away from that center. The other part here is you can see some of these rain bands coming in, impacting portions of southeast Louisiana. Let's look at the latest forecast for both of these storms, beginning with Marco, the tropical storm. And you can see some of the wind stretching out far from the center, again, well outside the cone, well away from the center, with time bending right along back towards the west along the Louisiana coast. So just because it's right on the coast, you can still see some of that tropical moisture. You can still see the storm surge, and you can still see gusty winds associated with this over the next 24 hours. Let's look at some of the details associated with the wind arriving this morning, Plaquemines Parish, and then spreading over southeast Louisiana throughout the day today. So gusty winds. But the other part of this, still going to have some storm surge, because right in that center, even if it's away from the main convection, you're still going to have those winds pushing the water onshore. So as a result, Morgan City back over to the mouth of the Mississippi River through St. Bernard Parish up to Ocean Springs, some areas could get 2 to 4 foot of storm surge associated with this. Still a dangerous situation, and some of that water could get in here, Lake Bourne area. Right here is Lake Bourne, 2 to 4 foot water as well. So second storm, we start looking at Laura. The latest information we have is still really close to the coastline of Cuba, but off the coast, over the water. So that's continuously, slowly strengthening with time. We are forecasting Tropical Storm Laura to be a hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. Not seeing a lot of shear, not seeing anything that really would impede the progress of strengthening with this storm. So we've got to watch this very closely throughout the week. So let's look at the timing. That's 2 p.m. Tuesday, 2 p.m. on Wednesday. So over the next couple days, slowly making its way towards the upper Texas coast to portions of southwest and central Louisiana. So looking at that cone, that's what we got to pay attention to. 2/3 of the time, the center being anywhere inside that cone. I do want to show you the arrival of the winds, because this means how we have to prepare. And if you look at the timing here, right along here, 8 a.m. Wednesday and 8 p.m., that's the arrival of the tropical storm force winds. And the red and the orange areas here is the highest probability of getting those winds. And something we have to talk about is the rainfall. Really, the best way to show it is to look at the combined Marco and Laura rainfall. So you have the rainfall associated with Marco, and then you put the next 7 days of rainfall, so you see both storms. This isn't just coastal. You're seeing all that rainfall associated with Marco, but also with Laura. Look how far inland some of that rain extends. So Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and even Kentucky, some of these areas getting some heavy rain and some dangerous flash flooding. So this is the latest information on Tropical Storm Marco and Tropical Storm Laura from right here at the National Hurricane Center.